Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrory with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The group seeking to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy has sued over the rejection of its recall application. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Recall Dunleavy filed suit in Anchorage Superior Court yesterday against the Division of Elections and its director, Gail Fenumiai. Fenumiai relied on the advice of Attorney General Kevin Clarkson, who rejected each of the four grounds for recall listed on the application. Recall Dunleavy lawyer Scott Kendall says Clarkson's position was expected.
He was one of the governor's chief advisors when he took the unacceptable and radical actions that caused the recall to occur.
Kendall says Clarkson should have provided the Division of Elections with independent counsel.
He took it on himself to essentially grade his own homework. And none of us should be surprised that he gave himself a passing grade.
The lawsuit says Fenumiai, quote, unlawfully denied Recall Dunleavy and the citizens of Alaska the opportunity to exercise their constitutional and statutory right to recall public officials by refusing to certify the recall application. On Monday, the Division of Elections verified more than 46,000 signatures on the recall application. Restructuring and next year's budget are primary items before the University of Alaska Regents during meetings upcoming in Fairbanks Thursday and Friday. A UA release says Regents will gather for a facilitated workshop Thursday to find, quote, common ground on university structural issues, including leadership roles and responsibilities, unquote. UA President Jim Johnson, system chancellors, governance leaders, and invited experts will join Regents for the all-day session. The workshop is a response to concerns voiced by the Northwest Commission on Colleges and Universities about a plan to move toward a single accreditation model. The commission questioned the top-down approach of the planning process. The criticism prompted Regents to drop the single accreditation plan, pledge to better define leadership roles, and to broaden input, actions applauded by the commission in a follow-up correspondence last week. On Friday, Regents will review and approve a proposed $832 million spending plan, which includes a $277 million state funding request for next year. The figure reflects a $25 million state funding reduction agreed to under a three-year budget compact with Governor Mike Dunleavy. The legislature maintains the power of appropriation, and it's unclear if it will adhere to the compact. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrory.